USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is blasting President Biden for creating chaos at the border by not maintaining his immigration policies. Trump telling Fox News,
"It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone."
Closing arguments continuing in the Derek Chauvin trial. The White House says they've been in touch with state and local officials about the aftermath of the trial. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Monday they want to ensure there is a space for peaceful protests regardless of trial outcome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Things are about to get a whole lot easier. That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a news briefing.
The lack of supply, the shortage of locations, the confusing rules are all in the past.
Slavitt noting every American over the age of 16 is now eligible to get vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky insisting that the vaccines are safe and effective and urging everyone to plan to get the shots.
One of the most important things we can do to get back to doing the things we love is to get vaccinated.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey issuing an executive order on Monday banning vaccine passports and preventing state and local governments from requiring Arizonans to provide their COVID-19 vaccination status to receive service or enter an area. Ducey following the lead of Texas and Florida, among other Republican-led states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found that a sizable majority of Americans oppose corporate influence in politics. The poll asked, do you support or oppose American companies using their public roles, position, or events to influence political, cultural, or social change? Among all respondents, 57% said they oppose the influence of American businesses, while only 36% said they support it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis with a message for companies in his state that decide to jump into the political fray.
I think corporate America, by trying to genuflect to this wokeness, I think they've gone down a really bad road. They're going to tie themselves in knots trying to please the extreme left. These businesses, yeah, I guess they have the right to do what they want, but if you're going to stick your beak into issues that don't directly concern you, then I think elected officials are then going to stick their beak into issues that may not concern them.
The man accused of killing a California college student 25 years ago is due in court later today. Paul Flores is said to be arraigned for the murder of Kristen Smart. She vanished in 1996 while walking back from her Cal Poly Luis Obispo dorm. Flores was arrested last week in Los Angeles and has been considered a prime suspect. He was the last person to see the 19-year-old, and prosecutors think he was sexually assaulting her when she died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.